Well, we get these remarkable passages in Holy Week in John's Gospel in preparation or lead up until Spy Wednesday. And this one is one of remarkable contrasts because it's almost pre-thematic of what is about to happen in the crucifixion. And first of all, we have this image of real gratitude and love. I mean, Mary, obviously, who has been very much healed by Jesus, very much, liberated by Jesus, is so grateful. She, is so very, very much, imbued with a caritas that comes from that gratitude, that she takes this perfume, very expensive, anoints his feet, dries it with her hair. I mean, a more humble expression of love and faith you will not find. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then, contrast that is part of what's going to happen in the crucifixion. I mean, Jesus' unconditional self-sacrificing, complete humility, and, almost ignominious kind of, humiliation. This is going to lead, this is the love that's going to redeem the world. And then we get the Judas part of it, and it's just like he's going to ruin the whole thing. He's already, got the pragmatic, don't, waste good perfumed oil, very expensive, on anointing of feet, and so forth and so on, save it for the poor, quote unquote. And of course, John says that this is a disingenuous motive. And then you have, Jesus saying, save it for, the day of my burial. Let this be saved for against the day of my burial. So basically, he's acknowledging the burial, but there's something more that's going to come from that burial, something more that's going to come from the anointing, right, that's going to take place. In other words, it's going to be, a resurrection and a love this love of Mary's that's going to save her, right, from her death, right, by his resurrection because of the love that she shows in this event, in this really humbling event. And of course, what John does is he writes these pericopes in such a way that you've got this just deep emotion. There's nothing factual about it, right? The whole Lazarus scene is deeply emotional with Jesus weeping, right? You've got, the feelings are just out in the open. You've got the disingenuousness of Judas. You've got the absolute humble love of Mary. You have Jesus talking about his own anointing and burial as if it were not the source of ultimate tragedy, but the source of ultimate resurrection through which Mary's love will redeem her into that resurrection. And so you've got these contrasts that are all, kind of piled up into this narrative. And isn't that just like life sometimes? You know what I mean? It's messy. It's filled with all these things darting in from different angles, from joyful angles, from sad angles, from loving angles and selfish angles. For all these things are kind of piling up sort of in kind of a big old mess somewhere. And of course, life is messy. But in the end, Jesus' words prevail. Namely, let this be, for her, something against the day of my burial. So this is going to be at the end of the day, even in the messiness of life, even if we can't straighten it out in our heads, if we just keep walking on the road, if we keep trying to exemplify humble love as best we can, if we can, ask for forgiveness for our sins and just hang in there with the Lord, he's going to take our little acts of love and he's going to use all those, you know, and of course, Mary had much to be forgiven for. That's always the implication, right, in these passages. He's going to take that and he's going to bring this into the fullness, right, of our redemption, and ultimately the humble acts of love that we do will be victorious even over the crazy selfish ones if we can remain faithful to the Lord and keep trying to follow him as best we can. The good news that's going to happen at this Easter time, even though there's all these images of darkness kind of hovering around, looking like they can be so victorious, they're just going to be overcome and dispelled by love. Love will be victorious over sin because of Jesus. Love will be victorious over death because of Jesus. And of course, in the end, if we stay faithful to him and try our best to stay on the road, we will find ourselves in the midst of that love and that joy forever. Amen.